Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome. If you can come in and just show your faces that way when I'm praying tonight. And if the Holy Spirit, we want to minister to either me or you or any individual that's online tonight, let's just open up the airwaves. Just let's open up our phones or mics, anything that we could open up tonight. Before we do anything, praise God. Let's come before the Father God. Let's come boldly before the throne. Let's ask for mercy. Let's ask for forgiveness. Let's ask for his peace and his joy. What is man that he is so mindful of us? Man is just dust and we're dirt and oh my God, we wither and we die. What is man? What is man? Almighty God, tonight we come in man type, man shape, man form. We come tonight, Lord God, in our just manly element. We come tonight, Lord God, in our structure. Lord God Almighty, we come tonight, Lord God, and just to talk to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I come tonight, Lord, and I ask you, Father, to hide me behind the cross. Put me behind your cross tonight, God. As dirty as I am, Lord, as dirty as we are tonight, God, I come, Almighty God, and I ask you to wash us and to cleanse us. Clean us up, God. Clean me up, Father. That I may come, that I may be fit for you, Master. For you, Master. Be fit for you, Master. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that we are a spirit and we have a soul and we live in a body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I believe it is. If it's not 23, it's 22. You could check it out. But I know it's 1 Thessalonians 5. In the mighty name that is above every single name, as the water troubled tonight and as your heart is troubled, or mine might be troubled, but yours are not, God. Come tonight, God, and we ask you, Father, send your holy angel to be in camp around about us. Open now the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us that we will not even have room enough to receive it. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, we come tonight. Corporately, Lord, and we bow before you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We not only come to worship you, we come to exalt our voice and to give you praise, the highest praise tonight, God. Jehovah, Shalom, Shabbat, Yinamo Kolaba. Nisi Jehovah, Nisi Jehovah Elan, Jehovah Teskanu, we come to you tonight. Mighty warrior, we come to you tonight. King of kings and Lord of lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, we come to you tonight, oh Jesus. Open up now the windows of heaven and pour. Pour out your supernatural blessings upon us, upon me. Pour out your healing powers upon my body, oh God. Touch me from the top of my head to the bottom of my soul, Abahi. Touch my knee. Touch every part of my body that need to be touched. Watch now over me, O God. Equip me and cleanse me for your use. Take away all weakness out of my heart, all weakness out of my body, all weakness out of my mind. Let me stand before you tonight, and I could declare that I hide myself behind the cross, Almighty God. And I let you come forward, oh Jesus, tonight. Come forth in your power, come forth in your might, come forth in your majesty, come forth, the Holy Spirit. Move upon us tonight as we pray. In the name that is above every single name. In the name that is above every single name, the name that drives demons, the names that shake the heavens and the earth. Jesus. No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of Jesus. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Oh, la. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I pray in the spirit and if there's no interpretation, I am building up myself in you, Lord God Almighty. I'm building up myself in you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shake now the heavens and the earth. Break and bind the spirit of confusion. Break and bind the spirit of confusion tonight, I pray. Hallelujah. Renesia. Blow your trumpet in Zion, oh God Almighty. Whoa. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. Hello, yes, Viola. Miriam, yes, hello. Hello to every single person. I welcome to the fire of the Holy Spirit. As we say, this is a supernatural prophetic house of prayer. Bango makambo kohi mama. When we say the supernatural, the supernatural means that we don't pray vain prayers. We pray prayers that's going to target the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. 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 There is something about the water that I'm seeing right now. The water comes in and it roars and it moves. Haka yema iko mayama. Shingu maiki bohoba. In the name of Jesus. That's why when we call the prayer, and if you can make it, do not miss it. There's something about sitting under the anointing. Yes, we have the recording, but there's something about. There's something about sitting under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Imae. Hey. Let's go in. Let's go deep in. Let's go deep in tonight. Let's draw on the Holy Spirit. Lene amai koshoi. Let's draw in. Let's draw from the Holy Spirit. There is something going on in the atmosphere. There is change in the atmosphere. You got to get washed in the Word of God. It's very important to spend time in the Word. If it's even one scripture, get to know that one. It is so important. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is life. The word of God, when it comes, it diminishes, it mangles, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. The enemy cannot stand the word, because the word in Jesus is one. Hiya Malikoti Baba. Tonight I come before you tonight. Tonight I come before you tonight. Tonight I come before you tonight. And I ask every single person under the sound of my voice, when I get off this line tonight, I'm asking you guys to lift me up in prayer. I lift up my family in prayer. I mean, the way how my body is feeling, I wouldn't even want to be online tonight. But thank God for Sonia, because I was going to cancel, because we're not edifying anything, but we have. We have fleshly elements, and we also have spiritual elements. And the enemy wants to come in and wants to override the spiritual part of an angel, but he cannot touch it. And some of the things that we go through in life, or I would say in society on a whole, some of it is our fault. Some of it is my fault. Some of it is your fault. But there's a thing that you call repentance. You can go in and you could say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Once there is life in your body, once there is life in your body, you can ask the Holy Father to forgive you, and He will. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. And supernatural peace among all men. So tonight I come, and I come with peace. Tonight I come, and I come with love in my heart. Tonight I come, and I come with forgiveness. Are you have anything in your heart? Ask the Father God by the blood of Jesus to cleanse it. You don't know if you're going to go to your bed. You don't know if you're going to get up. You don't know. You just don't know. You just don't know if you're going to make it through the night. So whatever you're going through, my God, ask the Father God to forgive. And also you forgive. Situations are deep. Situations can be sad. You could be complacent in certain areas in your life. But God knows the man. God knows you before you were born out of your mother's womb, and call you by name for a purpose and for a plan. God knows all about you. So don't get too, the word cynical, or don't get too carried away. Don't get too, oh my God, no. Get up. Wake up, shake up, and ask the Holy Father to forgive you. Forgive your brothers and your sisters. Forgive your neighbors. Forgive anybody that you are in aught with. Forgive. Let the word forgiveness come out of your belly. Let the lifeline of God flow through you. If you are called to the fivefold, your ministry is not effective if you don't know how to forgive. Forgive is a distinction for your body. Forgive is a distinction for your family. Forgive is a distinction for your neighborhood. Forgive, forgive. Ask the Father to release forgiveness in your heart. And as I said, I did not want to be here tonight. So I'm saying, I covet your prayers. Pray, ask the Holy Father to intercede. Ask the Holy Father to stand. Ask the Holy Father to send the angels upon my doorstep, in my house, in my family. Let the Holy Spirit tell you how to pray. You see, there is a thing as people are so proud and they make it seem like they're in charge of everything and they make it seem like everything is 100%. I'm hearing all these words, copacetic, all these different words, but I'm going to bring it down on the low key. They make it seem like everything is so smooth when deep down it is a lie. And we are called. Man, oh man, there is a scripture in the Bible. Write it down and go look it up on your own time. Iron sharpeneth iron. You know what I'm saying? You need me and I need you. We are a house and we all need each other to make that structure function. Heavenly Father, we come tonight because we want to function. We want to know your word. We want to know your spirit. We want to be able to discern. We want to be able to have eyes to see. Father, no matter what, no matter how, you want us to be able. I hear the word transport. There's a lot of people know how to transport in the spirit. I hear that word transport. That is a supernatural gift that I could sit here and I could talk to you and I could be in your home, your car, wherever you are, when you're praying strategically and you line up, the Holy Spirit will give you words. The Holy Spirit will make you be that connector to that individual. We need to be able to come out of our comfort zone. We need to be able to come out of ourselves and let the Holy Spirit use us in any shape or form. Let's go into the Spirit. Let's go into the Spirit. Let's go into the Spirit. Tonight, I am weak. My body is fractured. My eyes are weak. But I'm telling you, I am in the spirit because I am not functioning out of my body. I am functioning out of the spirit realm. And when you start functioning out of the spirit realm, things are going to be exposed. Things are going to be seen and known because the Holy Spirit is using that individual to change the atmosphere. And we need to have our atmosphere change. We need to have our territorial places be changed, inbound and outbound. We need our finances to shake up. We need a, oh God Almighty. I am not going to call out your name. I open my eyes come before and I see this name. And this is going for you, my dear. Take it. Then do not take this as a grain of salt. I am not going to call out your name. Not going to call you out. But you know, because I'm ministering to you right now, honey. I open my eyes and it's going to be as clear as a target practice. Practice, target, target. Target. What you need to do, my dear, it has something to do with your financial gain. This is not going to be corporately. This is individually. So you need, before you meet with these people, need to go on a 7-day fast. This is something that you know how to do, but this fast, you have to do it differently. Before you go to meet with these individuals, you must fast 7 days before the actual meeting. The actual meeting. There is a brazing. That means it is like a banner and it is hard. And this is like when he said, hey, I prayed for you. I warred for you. But the king of Persia tried to stop me. So here I am, Daniel. I come now to let you know. From the first day this happened to you, I have set up a strategic plan for you. So listen, honey. If you were supposed to go, say for instance, next week, say Monday. My days doesn't have to be right. I'm just giving a scenario. Say you had to go next week Monday. What you would want to do, you would want to go Monday, Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday. And that would be your 7 days. So in other words, you'll go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 7 days. That 7 day, which is Monday, that is the day that you're meeting your adversary around the table. You will be having your round table talk. Now, if you listen and if you follow the plan strategically, victory is yours. The enemy, when you walk in, because what you're actually doing is setting up your area. It's a meeting place. It is a meeting place. It is a place that was already talked about. Is it a place that I already discussed? It was already discussed about individuals. We may even talk about that place because the Holy Spirit is saying, we may even talk about that place. We may even talk about that time. But on that given time, this is different. It is a 7 day window. It is victory on the seventh day. People are going to do things that they don't even think they were supposed to do. They're going to be amazed when you walk out with your pencil and your pen and your laptop. You're going to walk out of there with your smelling salt because you're just going to think that you're going to fall out. I hear the word smelling salt. That means you are so, you feel like you're going to pass out because it's going to be a victorious victory, a victorious, write this down. It's coming from the Holy Ghost. It's coming out of my belly. A victorious victory, saith the Lord. And I hear the word Trojan horse. This is like a Trojan horse. This is like a Trojan horse. It's like a horse and buggy. So once you're on that horse and you're galloping to your destination, whoever that is pertaining to, your destination is going to be subtle. You're going to go over there and every single man, let me tell you something. That's why I don't like to be talking to folks sometimes. Because I want to be able to hear from him. So if you don't even call me and talk about something, hi, Sister Ruth, hi, whatever Ruth you want to call me, it's fine. We don't have to go into the logistics. That's what I heard. That means we don't have to go into the detail. Just leave the detail. That when I come now and start talking about certain stuff, you don't say when we talk about that. We don't say we don't. No. I don't want to hear it. That's why the ministering gift of the prophet or the and the prophetic gift and the I'm telling you, when you're moving in the supernatural, you're not gonna have no friends. And you can't be chit-chatting too much either. Because you want to hear. I'm telling you, God is getting ready to move some people. The plates that are turned over, He is already turning your plates up. There is a song that we used to sing. I'm drinking for my faucet. Your faucet will be overflow. It is going to be an overflow, and you're going to call me about your overflow. Overflowing, you're going to see family restoration. People are going to come together as one. Argumentative spirits are going to release, and they're going to be gone because you are now knowing how to pray strategically. When you go into the fire, the water off of your life, the anoint. So you gotta have to keep your mouth shut. Some people just want to talk. When you go into this atmosphere, just show up and let the Holy Spirit talk for you. Just be your presence. Just walk in and sit back and let the Holy Spirit just move through you and don't have nothing to say. Look, you're learning from the choir because I'm learning to say, you know what? Just back up and sit down and keep my mouth shut. It is not easy, it's hard, but we have to do this. I see the fire. And when the fire comes, it is to burn out the muck. You have any kind of muck in your life? I know I have muck in my life. So the fire comes to burn it out. And I'm on a slow pace with my knee right now, which is good. It's good. I mean, it's painful. I'm not gonna tell you. It's painful. Even it's so painful. Even my eyes feel different. But I'm learning some things. Everything that I'm going through, it's a learning process. It's a learning process. It's a learning process. So pray for me while I'm going through this learning process. I'll pray for you while you're going through your learning process. And I hear the word negotiating. That means some people are going to be going through negotiation, maybe on their job or maybe with their family. Look, I'm just saying these things that I'm hearing. I don't know. Do not call me because I don't know. I'm just relating what I'm hearing in the spirit. You haven't seen me for a while, right? So know that you see me this while. The Spirit of God should have something for us to talk about for a while. Isn't that right? And that is what's going on. Oh, God is awesome. Serve a faithful, mighty God. Family structures are going to be coming back together. Organizational skills in your family. Family that you haven't spoken to, you haven't talked to for a while. There, it's going to be a peace when you all meet up. It's going to be peaceful. Go in there with the joy of the Lord. Go in with the joy of the Lord. Let the joy of the Lord become your strength. Walk in there with the spirit of joy, the spirit of forgiveness. Have family time, friendship time, whatever time. Just be in love. My God, my God. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. Anybody have any testimony? Because I am telling you, I have gotten so much testimony. Why don't we want to give our testimony? Why? Why don't we want to give our testimony? Go read up in the Bible and see. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And also by the word of your testimony. Why are we so fearful and shy? Heavenly Father,
I'm not shy.
go ahead.
Yeah, they're like a toilet
Let
mirror.
me turn on, let me turn it off. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're like a toilet situation where I've been through.
Yeah.
Finally came through on the 31 days ago.
21 days ago.
Yeah, I did a
Amen. And what happened 21 days ago?
Closing where I could pull out the miracle to get the money to do the closing and then give them pay off my cousin for the property.
That is joy.
Yeah,
So
but
that was
still,
peaceful. That was good, huh? You
yeah, but
finally
still,
work out in your favor.
hurdles to fulfill, you know, it's like a A, B, C, and D. I got rid of A, B, and C.
So what are you gonna do now? Are you gonna have a party in the home? Are you gonna dedicate it over to God and say, Father, just from the front step all the way to the back step and dedicate that house to the Father God?
Yeah, he's everything. He's a ruler, so it's out. He get praises.
Yeah. What about your lungs? What's going on with your voice?
The allergies. It's allergy season.
Is allergies right now?
Yes.
So you drink your, oh my God, do you drink vinegar? What, why
No,
does he have
I
to
just
drink
take a regular.
vinegar? Why
Allergy
does somebody
medicine.
drink vinegar? I hear the word vinegar. Why would you want to drink vinegar?
Right.
Is really that's good?
I never tried it before. I just take a
I
regular.
hear vinegar, warm vinegar.
Well, I'll try it.
Oh my God, let me know. I'm like vinegar. I'll never. I know I have garlic. I know garlic and. But what about warm vinegar?
Yeah, I'll try
Warm
it. I'll try
cider
it tonight.
vinegar. And in a little bit of honey in warm water.
Okay.
And then just rub your just rub your throat and pray over it. Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5 and 1 Peter 2 24 and just eat the right stuff and put the right, and build up your iron, you know. Your iron, build your iron, build up your blood.
Yeah.
You know, because your blood, you know, your work, but I see blood deficiency, like your iron is low. You know what I'm saying? So build it up. Build it up. Take, like, you like broccoli?
Yeah, I eat a lot of broccoli.
Yeah, well, eat broccoli. And what else? What about all kind of greens, like,
I love greens. I use all kind of green, spinach,
that's
all
good.
that good stuff.
When are you going to go back to the doctor to check your blood? When are you going back?
I take my yearly checkup.
When are you going again?
But end of December.
Well, you know, if you want, you could tell your doctor that you feel like you want to. Are you feeling tired sometimes? Just real tired?
Yeah, sometimes.
Is it because you go to bed late or you're
Yeah, I
not
go to
getting
bed
enough
late and
sleep?
then
Or
wake up early.
what time do you usually go to bed?
I try to be, depends, 9 o'clock, but I'm up by 3 in the morning.
So 9 to 12 is 3. So you're only getting like 5 hours. Maybe your body might need a little bit more because what I'm seeing is it's unbalanced. Your body is not, it's not being balanced properly. So maybe you want to go to bed and get some more sleep. But I
Okay.
see you're getting tired and you're having an iron deficiency. That means your iron is getting low.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you, in Jamaica, they said, oh, you got to eat liver. I don't know about that. And you said you're eating greens and all of that. Well, it's good. But I would, for me, not telling you what to do, I would talk to my doctor and just to check my blood, just to make sure that everything is okay with my blood.
Okay.
When you check everything when it comes on to manhood, you know what I'm talking about. Go in. And just check, make sure, because the enemy sit around lurking around. Oh yeah, he think he take one part down, and all of a sudden, bam, he bringing something else in, you know, more effective. And he says he's gonna come in and take you down when it comes on into the male part of your body. Just go in and be strategic. You see what I'm saying? Don't give no place to the enemy,
Right.
because I see the enemy trying to creep up with sickness on your body. Especially in your left, oh my God, your left eye. Does that feel dim sometimes?
No.
Which part of your eye feel dim? I see the left eye. What's wrong with your eyes?
Nothing's wrong with my eyes.
Well, I remember the last time I see something that was, and you said, oh, I went, all right. Oh, everything was okay. And what happened 2 weeks later, or a week later? What happened a week later? I have it in my phone. I mean, the other day, I went over my phone and your information was in my phone. And my phone, everything just got lost. And I'm like, no. I am holding on to your testimony. You remember when you were online and I saw something and you say, oh no, everything was fine. You remember? You remember that? And about a week later, you text me?
Yeah.
I'm okay, so that's what I'm telling you. The Bible says, try the spirit. Try the spirit. And when you try the spirit, you see if it's of God. So when you get information, you don't live by it. You see what I'm saying? But you check it out. Because what the enemy is doing now, he try to come in to take everybody out. And that's what he's doing. Subtle. I have my warrior on the phone. Where's she at? I don't see her. I got a lot of warriors. But I have one that's I have a couple of people that's assigned to me. One of them is my mommy in Connecticut. Sonia is assigned. I know me and sister, we call her Garvin, but it's Verna Lee. We pray a lot. We just pray. There's certain people that's God assigned to you for specific reasons. I have a lot of daughters, and I'm asking them to just pray. I got my baby girl. I call her, Latoya. She pray for her mama. Have a lot of babies. I'm looking at one right now. She thinks she's just so fine. Navia. I actually just think she's fine. That's one of my babies. I have a lot of babies. I'm not going to sit around tonight and call out babies. this one here talking about saying I'm going to call it. No, I'm not going to call it. No. In the name of Jesus, we just going to be one. As Jesus say, we are one in the body. Who else have a testimony? Who else have a testimony tonight? Who else have a testimony, Father? We just thank you. We thank you, Lord. You run with the fire tonight, God. I see the chariot. I see the fire. I see the supernatural wings. I mean, there was a movie that name, Chariot of Fire. And that is what I'm seeing tonight. The blaze behind your children. Father, blaze me up because I want that fire behind me. Blaze me up, Father. Give me the supernatural, Father, that I may be able to run, Father. Chariot of fire. Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty God, move me from location to location. Take me back, Lord God, and take me to these places. Take me to Africa, God. Take me into that home, Lord God Almighty. Take me into that home, God. We break and we bind the spirit of witchcraft. Every single man that over there beating their wives, every man that beating their wife, I've got take me into their home. Stop it, Lord Jesus. Stop it, Lord. We break that home down. We break that home down, Jesus. And we bring the spirit of God up in that home. Go to the wings of Canada right now. For the husband and wives in Canada, Lord God. For the husband and wives in Canada, Lord Jesus. That they will know how to treat the wife as you, Jesus, treats the church. Mama, I go into the homes for the children tonight, that they will respect their parents, God. And the parents will respect them and have some manners and teach them right. I go into the home tonight, God, that don't have food on their table, mighty God. Bring forth the chariot of fire tonight, God. Chariot of fire, chariot of fire, chariot of fire. Go on to the jobs. Move from the out of the street. I remember when I was going through some problems on my job, and you gave me a word. So tonight, I say Shabbat. Shabbat, Shebe, Shabbat on that job. On Woodland Street, Shabbat, Shebe, Shabbat. Go up onto the first, the second, the third floor, any floor that individual, Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Any hospitals, any homes that we work in, job facilities, home health aid tonight, God. I plead the blood of Jesus, schizophrenia, malokita, dementia, demolomonda. Hayamakushtilibangindikashaya. Ve o kabiata, oimiandoloba. God Almighty, remove the stone off your people. Let Jesus come forth and let Jesus be alive. Be alive, Jesus. Be alive, Jesus. Be alive, Jesus. Be alive, Jesus. Ah. Wow. Why am I on Africa? The onslaught, the killers, the everything, the snakes. Mom, Aisha, Iba, Africa, every West Indian country that sacrificed their family, that put the blood around their house, that put the blood under the trees, that put the blood on the hills. Father, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, I break every blood covenant tonight of your children. I break it and I bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. I come like a Calais, every foul type like spirit. I see the foot of the fowl walking around and like a prey. I break it in Jesus' name. Every spirit that we give authority over us, I break it in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, Emakosha. Oh, the blood of Jesus. What can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, walking around in the yard, every spirit walking around in the yard, I'll bring that yard back to Jesus. I release the blood. Every snake in the yard, I release the blood and we crush it. We crush it. We crush it in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Speak to those young ones, Lord Jesus. Speak to their mind. Give them joy and peace. Bring the raven to come to their house with abundance in their basket. Give them the overflow. Give them the overflow. Give them the overflow. Let they go out in the highways and on the byways. The highways and on the byways. The highway. And on the byways, with the blood of Jesus in their hands, in their belly, under their feet, on top of their head, anointing their eyes, the blood, oh, the unconditional blood of Jesus. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father. Open up the windows, Heavenly Father. Open up the windows, Heavenly Father. Let the supernatural rain, Heavenly Father. Let the supernatural rain, Heavenly Father. Let every sickness and disease bow, bow, bow. We come into the realm of the Spirit. Every person that their mind is out of whack. Those children that they're giving those pills to, and they are displaying all type and all manner of illness. Father, Father, we cry out to you tonight, God. Touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Touch them, 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 touch them. Hey, ha. Re, ma, so touch them, touch them, touch them, God, touch them, Father, supernaturally touch. Yes. Yes. Move into heaven right now, God. Move into heaven right now. Move into heaven right now. Display it in the earth, God. Whatsoever is bound, it's bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose in the earth. Break it and bind. Break it and bind it. Break it now, Jesus. Oh, the precious blood. Tomorrow, we are going to be fasting tomorrow. And what time is it? Okay. And this fasting here, we did it before last month. And today I was gonna put something else. Yesterday I've been putting something else. Today's up. Yeah, yesterday. Is it yesterday? I think it was yesterday, because today's Tuesday. And the Spirit of God said, I felt in my spirit, I want you to go back over and I want you to fast on the blood. There is something supernatural about the blood of Jesus. So when you're fasting tomorrow, do not take it lightly. If you do not get the can't even talk. If you did not get information that I sent out and I didn't have the email, you could send it to me. I could send you a copy of it. Only 1 hour. You don't have to do the whole day. Just 1 hour. You hear me? Jonesy, Jonesy, Jonesy. You hear that? 1 hour. Just 1 hour. And in that 1 hour, set yourself up to receive. Normally we would fast from 6 to 12 the whole time, but the Father had us doing something differently. 1 hour. Spend that 1 hour with Him. If you get up 6 o'clock in the morning, fast for 6 to 12. Fast for 6 to 7. If you want to fast 7 to 8, just spend 1 hour. 1 hour. Have legal rights in the heaven. Look through the scriptures that was given and go back in. If it's even one scripture on the blood, '26. We don't have to wait for 2027. We don't even have to wait until tomorrow. We could start tonight and say, Father God, I trust you. Father, I believe in you. Father, I know you prepare all things for me. Father God, I know just like you take care of the raven, you take care of the birds. Talk to him. Hey, you don't have to talk to me. I mean, I may not be available. Like I said, I'm going through pain. So I may not be available because I have to work on my own with fear and trembling before my God. And like I said, like tonight, I was not coming on. Thank God for Sonya Monique. She said, Mommy, you didn't send the stuff to me for me to send it out. And I'm like to my husband, okay, go ahead, honey, go ahead, go ahead. Because my body, but our God knows all things. And He sees all things. And He hears all things. Last night, I took me some strong pill, man. I went to bed. I was like, you talking about a goose in a cabinet? That was me. I pass out. I didn't wanna. I just wanna just talk to God. I just wanna talk to Him. I just wanna hear from Him. And at the end of the day, when I go to Him, I remember one time I went to Him about something. I said, Lord God, I'm praying for all these people. I'm praying and they're getting breakthrough. And I'm like, where is my breakthrough? And deep right in my heart, I hear, oh, the anointing on your life is not for you. And I'm like, okay. The anointing on your life is for somebody else. And I need everybody needs somebody. And I'm like, wow. So I need you and you need me. And I'm in a hospital. I'm in a hospital ministry. I am called for triage. So when I go into triage, I go in there to do combat. I go in there for war. I go in to fight. And there are different ways of fighting. You could fight in worship. You could fight in intercession, prayer. I mean, there are different ways that you could move your hand when you're singing or when you're in war and are you moving. There are different ways that the enemy will use you, how to move, how to go in and to take the target out. It's an art in the spirit. It's not something that can be bought. No, it's not. It's an art coming from the Holy. I could only tell you about me. I don't know about anybody else. I don't have to go to college. I don't have to go to school for this. You still need training, but the Holy Spirit will prepare you. He will lead you, and I'm telling you, He will guide you. And I'm a woman of the Spirit, and I want it to be just like that, where I hear from the Holy Ghost. And him alone, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, I say, Holy Father, I will. The Father said, He, Lord God, will raise up a standard. Father, in the mighty name that is above every single name, we come tonight, Lord, and we say, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty, 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 mighty. They're mighty through God. They pull down every stronghold. They do every stronghold. They tear it up in the spirit. They bind it in the spirit realm. They dismantle it in the realm. Satan, in the mighty name of Jesus, you have no power and you have no authority. This earth does not belong to you. The Father create the heavens and the earth, and He declare, let there be light. Ha-ha. Effective immediately. Light came. The structure of this earth is in His hand. The mechanism of this earth is in His hand. Out of His mouth becomes the atmosphere of the heavens. The fingers of God knows how to go forth and to take out every war and every weapon of the enemy. The enemy has no power. He said, all power I have given to you. It doesn't matter what it may look like. Jesus Christ said, it is finished. And up from the grave he arose on the third day. And he gave us the keys to the kingdom. Strategically, as we come now before you, God, and as we place our hands up in the heaven, Lord, we move in the heaven realm right now in the spirit. And we say, Lord God Almighty, let us read Psalms 91. Remande. We blow the triumph. Oh, yama. Trumpet in Zion. Trumpet in Zion. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide on the shadow of the Almighty. We will say unto the Lord, He's our refuge and our fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. You will trust Him. Surely He will deliver us, deliver all of us from the snare of the fowler, no matter what it may look like. He said He will take it down. Every pestilent that comes here, He said He shall cover us. Oh my God. Cover me, Lord. Cover us, Lord. Cry out to Him. Tell Him to cover you. under his fetters and under his wings. We will trust you, Lord. We will trust your word. We will trust you. Oh my God. Why? Why? Why are we going to trust you? Because your words say, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and we will lean not to our understanding. Lord God Almighty. Woo! Let me see Proverbs. Where is Proverbs 3, verse 5? My mama, 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 I will trust you, Lord. I will trust you, Lord. And we will lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, put an edge of protection around us, God. We will trust you. You will lead us. You will guide us. You will direct our path. In the highways and in the byways, when go to bed, you will keep us. You will send your angels to surround us. Aren't they all not ministering angels sent forth to minister to us or minister for us? You will set them up. You will set us up. You will send us before we even get into our place. We will already be refreshed. Oh, rescue. You will do the one that you did with Moses in the over there. Moses in the water. You will bring forth the chariot and you will wreck them with the water. Oh my God. When they come, the word of God in verse 7 in Psalms 91. 1,000 will fall at thy side. It doesn't matter. 1,000 will fall at our side. It doesn't matter what it look like. And 10,000 at our right. It will not come near us. We will look at them and we will laugh. Because we know in Colossians 2:15 it said, Jesus, you made a show of them openly. We are in an open onslaught tonight. Only will thou see with our eyes and behold the wicked one in front of us. There is a scripture saying when the enemy comes in, they will flee. They come in one way and they will flee seven ways. Yes. Because thou art made the Lord, which is my refuge. Lord God, rescue us. Rescue us. We already did on the cross. That is our inheritance. No evil will befall us. They will not come near our family. They will not come near our dwelling place. They will not come to destroy and to destruct. They will not mess with our stuff. The word of God declare in Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. We can go in and we can declare it and we can decree it that we will be blessed in the city and we will be blessed in the field. We will be blessed going out and blessed coming in. We will be blessed to be a blessing in the world to the nation. You, Father God, when them angels come, they will take charge over us. You're going to hold up our foot. Them demons won't be able to touch us. They will be under our feet. We will tread upon them. The young ones and the old ones and the dragons, they're going to be under our feet. You have love for us. You will deliver us, which you already did. When Jesus went on the cross, we've been delivered. I declare deliverance. You now will set us upon high. And you now will let the nations know our name. We will always go over and not under, always abounding and abiding to every good works. We are the generation of the righteous. We are called to be kingdom people on this earth. We are ambassador on the earth for you, Lord Jesus. When we stand in awe. When demons see us, they flee and they said, "Why do you come to torment me before the time?" And you just look at them and say, "Go," and they go. Because your word, authority comes out of your mouth. And you will have long life. You won't have any kind of trouble. When it comes, it's not going to come of God. And you will know the word. The word come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Father, this night which is unshakable, this night where we come with the water as the cleansing of the word. Somebody, A-N-G, we come tonight with the washing of the word. Let the word wash you, and let the word cleanse you, let the word clean you. Sonia, have peace. And you go to bed tonight, have some peace. Dahlia, have some peace. Peace. Gloria. Marianne, peace. Ruthie, peace. Veressa, peace. Shoni, peace. Peace, peace, peace. Kenneth, peace. Tomorrow, peace. And my girl there, peace, Regina, peace, peace, peace. I couldn't even call Jennifer peace. Peace, peace. Every single person, my baby girl, Natalia, peace. Simone, my love, peace. Mommy, love you. Pray for my Simone. Lift her up and pray for her. She gonna be my gardener. She's over there gardening, and I'm so glad my daughter gonna teach me how to garden. I'm gonna be sitting on some chair because I'm not gonna be going out there because I can't bend my knees. Not right now until I get healing in my body. I love you guys, and I'm telling you, it was a joy. It was a pleasure. It was a supernatural encounter tonight. I feel the presence. Just keep on praying. Pray for my knee that I'm able to walk. I have an assignment this Saturday, and God has to really touch my body. I love you, Lord God Almighty, and I love you, family. Every single person, the ones that's on Thursday night, we will be sending out the information. Keep our country in prayer. We are strategically assigned to pray for this nation. Let us start praying one for another. Tomorrow, when you're on fasting, I pray the supernatural anointing of God for that 1 hour or even more, because we fast from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., but you're only assigned for 1 hour. I love you guys, and may God bless you, and may His face shine upon you, and may the supernatural peace of the Messiah run after you, overshadow you, and may the glory of the Lord God be upon your household, be your strength, be your guide. Let your generation, if you have a generation, let your family, the generation of the righteous, as blessed and sacred, wealth and riches have to be in your house. You can't go around be poor and mediocre. The Bible said the lovers of money. He did not say for you to have money. He said the lovers. I mean, if you're in love, you're wrong. He did not say for you to be healed. You're not supposed to be healed. Healing is the children's bread. Even the dog eat the crumbs from the master's table. Get it right. Don't know the word. Do not get brainwashed by these elements out there. Know the word of God. Profess the word of God. Let Romans 10, 17 be your guide. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What is faith? Now, faith is. That means faith is now. It didn't say yesterday. It said now faith is the evidence of things hoped for. I'm telling you, go read Hebrews 11. I love you guys. God bless you. Hey, have a supernatural night. I'm gonna try to get me some sleep because it's gonna be hard to go to sleep right now because I'm high. But I need to get my rest and I need to take care of my body. And I just love you guys. And may God bless you guys. Keep me in your prayers and I will keep y'all in prayers. Shalom. 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 Amen. Shalom. Glory to God. Yay.